Respiratory System Anatomy, a Comprehensive Guide. Part 1. Introduction and Basic Respiratory Physiology. The art of observing a patient's breathing pattern reveals a wealth of diagnostic information that might otherwise remain hidden from clinical view. As healthcare providers, our ability to recognize subtle variations in breathing can illuminate both physical and emotional states, offering invaluable insights into our patient's well-being. A pattern of frequent sighing, for instance, might signal underlying depression, while alterations in breathing rhythm could indicate anxiety or chronic pain conditions. Although many practitioners might consider medical conditions outside their scope of practice, the skill of recognizing and documenting breathing patterns creates valuable opportunities for collaboration with physicians in patient care. Consider the case of Sarah, a patient who sought help from her psychotherapist for anxiety management. During their sessions, the therapist noticed Sarah's breathing was consistently shallow and rapid, punctuated by frequent sighs. When shared with Sarah's primary care physician, these observations helped explain her persistently elevated blood pressure readings, as disrupted breathing patterns significantly impact cardiovascular function. This kind of interdisciplinary observation and communication often leads to more effective, comprehensive patient care. The foundation of respiratory physiology challenges many common assumptions about breathing, particularly the widespread belief that we need to increase our oxygen intake. At sea level, the air we inhale contains 21% oxygen, yet we exhale air still rich with 15% oxygen. This remarkable fact demonstrates that we only utilize approximately 1/4 of the oxygen we breathe in. The true key to respiratory health lies not in increasing oxygen intake, but in maintaining proper carbon dioxide levels. This critical role of carbon dioxide surprises many healthcare professionals. Our bodies must retain between 85 to 88% of CO2 to maintain proper physiological function. This retention proves crucial for maintaining acid-base balance and ensuring optimal oxygen delivery through the Bohr effect, a fascinating mechanism where CO2 acts as a key that unlocks oxygen from hemoglobin molecules, allowing it to reach the tissues that need it most. The sheer scale of respiratory function amazes even seasoned practitioners. Our respiratory system orchestrates approximately 20,000 breaths every day, maintaining a typical resting rate of 12 to 14 breaths per minute in healthy adults. When disorders arise, this rate may increase to 18 to 28 breaths per minute, serving as an important clinical indicator of physiological distress. The respiratory cycle itself represents a masterpiece of physiological coordination. Each breath moves through distinct phases that flow seamlessly into one another. Active inhalation transitions into a brief inspiratory pause, followed by passive exhalation and a momentary rest before the next cycle begins. This process mirrors a symphony orchestra, with the diaphragm conducting a coordinated effort of multiple muscle groups. During inhalation, the diaphragm's contraction and descent create the partial vacuum necessary to draw air into the lungs. Even a modest 1 cm descent of this remarkable muscle moves 500 milliliters of air, equivalent to a standard bottle of water. The lungs themselves play a passive role in this physiological symphony, lacking skeletal muscles of their own. They rely entirely on the coordinated action of the diaphragm and external intercostal muscles to create the necessary pressure changes for ventilation. The diaphragm, a dome-shaped muscle forming the thoracic cavity's floor, performs approximately 3/4 of the work during relaxed breathing. This efficient action manifests visibly as the gentle rise and fall of the abdomen during normal breathing, a movement many practitioners teach their patients to observe and enhance through mindful breathing exercises. The complexity of respiratory gas exchange occurs on a scale that challenges imagination. Within our lungs, approximately 300 million pulmonary alveoli create a surface area for gas exchange equivalent to a tennis court, roughly 760 square feet. This vast network facilitates the intricate dance between external respiration in the lungs, internal respiration between blood and tissues, and cellular respiration within the cells themselves. Each of these processes works in concert to maintain the delicate balance of gases necessary for optimal physiological function. This understanding of respiratory physiology provides the foundation for clinical practice, allowing healthcare providers to better recognize and address breathing disorders that might otherwise go unnoticed. As we continue our exploration of the respiratory system, we'll discover how the brain orchestrates this complex process and examine the various ways breathing patterns can become disrupted, affecting both physical and emotional well-being. Part 2. Neural control and breathing patterns. The intricate dance of respiration relies on sophisticated neural control mechanisms centered in the brainstem, specifically within the medulla and pons. This control system operates with remarkable precision, much like a master conductor leading an orchestra without sheet music. The respiratory center in the medulla contains two crucial components: the dorsal respiratory group, DRG, and the ventral respiratory group, VRG, each playing distinct yet harmonious roles in maintaining proper breathing rhythms. Within the VRG, specialized pacemaker cells function similarly to the heart's sinoatrial node, establishing the fundamental rhythm of breathing. These cells create the baseline pattern that we observe in quiet, restful breathing. Picture a sleeping infant. Their breathing perfectly regulated by these neural mechanisms without any conscious effort. This automatic control ensures our survival even when we're not actively thinking about breathing. The DRG serves as an information processing center, collecting vital data from peripheral stretch receptors and chemoreceptors throughout the body. This information flows to the VRG, allowing for precise modifications of breathing rhythms based on the body's changing needs. During normal quiet breathing, the DRG sends carefully timed signals to the diaphragm and external intercostal muscles, creating a pattern of gentle 2-second contractions followed by 3-second relaxation periods. Consider an elite athlete during intense training. As their exercise intensity increases, the VRG responds to rising CO2 levels and falling oxygen levels by recruiting additional respiratory muscles. The sternocleidomastoid, pectoralis minor, scalene, and trapezius muscles join the effort, allowing for deeper, more forceful breathing. This recruitment demonstrates the remarkable adaptability of our respiratory control systems. The pontine respiratory group adds another layer of sophistication to this control system, adjusting VRG breathing rhythms based on both descending input from higher brain structures and peripheral sensory information. This adaptation becomes particularly evident during activities like speaking or singing, where breathing patterns must coordinate precisely with vocal output. A trained opera singer, for instance, relies on this sophisticated control to maintain powerful vocal projections while ensuring adequate oxygen supply. The cerebral cortex's influence on breathing allows for voluntary control, enabling us to hold our breath when swimming underwater or modify our breathing patterns during meditation or yoga practice. However, this voluntary control has biological limits. When we attempt to hold our breath, rising CO2 levels and increasing blood acidity eventually trigger an automatic breathing response through chemoreceptors monitoring cerebrospinal fluid pH. This fail-safe mechanism prevents potential harm from extended breath holding. Nasal breathing introduces another fascinating dimension to respiratory control, directly influencing our emotional and memory systems through connections with the limbic system. When we inhale through our nose, we activate neurons in the amygdala, hippocampus, and olfactory cortex in ways that mouth breathing cannot replicate. This explains why taking a slow, deep breath through the nose can have such a powerful calming effect during moments of stress or anxiety. The clinical implications of these neural control mechanisms become particularly relevant when examining various breathing disorders. For instance, a patient experiencing panic attacks typically shows altered breathing patterns characterized by faster breathing and extended inhalation phases. Understanding these patterns helps clinicians recognize the intricate relationship between emotional states and breathing mechanics. Drug overdoses demonstrate the critical nature of these control systems in a tragic way. Central nervous system depressants like alcohol or opioids can fatally suppress VRG neurons in the medulla, highlighting the vital importance of maintaining proper respiratory control. This understanding has led to the development of life-saving interventions that target these neural mechanisms during overdose situations. The interaction between voluntary and involuntary breathing control creates opportunities for therapeutic intervention. Through conscious breathing exercises, patients can learn to influence their autonomic nervous system, potentially improving conditions ranging from anxiety to chronic pain. However, this influence remains bounded by powerful homeostatic mechanisms that ensure survival needs are met. Part 3. Disordered breathing patterns. In clinical practice, we encounter 6 primary patterns of disordered breathing that significantly impact oxygen delivery and overall physiological function. Each pattern tells its own story of dysfunction, revealing important clues about a patient's physical and emotional state. Understanding these patterns enables healthcare providers to recognize subtle signs of distress that might otherwise go unnoticed. Thoracic breathing represents one of the most common dysfunctional patterns we encounter in clinical settings. In this pattern, the chest muscles take on the primary responsibility for breathing, with the external intercostals lifting the rib cage up and out while the diaphragm is pushed upward. Picture a stressed office worker hunched over their computer, their shoulders rising and falling with each breath while their abdomen remains relatively still. This pattern creates a partial vacuum that, while capable of expanding the lungs, lacks the strength to properly ventilate the lower lobes where a significant portion of our blood supply flows due to gravity's effects. The inefficiency of thoracic breathing becomes particularly evident during physical exertion. A runner who primarily breathes thoracically might find themselves tiring more quickly than their fitness level would suggest, as their breathing pattern fails to optimize oxygen delivery despite increased effort. The excessive energy expenditure and incomplete ventilation create a cycle of diminishing returns, where working harder actually yields less efficient results. Clavicular breathing takes this inefficiency a step further, incorporating elevation of the collarbones and drawing the abdomen inward while raising the diaphragm. Often seen in patients experiencing acute anxiety or panic, this pattern frequently accompanies thoracic breathing and may include mouth breathing as patients unconsciously attempt to increase their air intake. Consider a performer experiencing stage fright. Their shoulders visibly rise with each breath, accessory muscles straining to maintain what appears to be adequate ventilation but actually provides minimal pulmonary benefit. The phenomenon of reverse breathing presents a particularly interesting case of dysfunction. In this pattern, the natural rhythm of breathing inverts. The abdomen expands during exhalation and contracts during inhalation. This reversal often accompanies thoracic breathing and results in notably incomplete ventilation of the lungs. A massage therapist might notice this pattern in clients holding tension in their core muscles, unknowingly creating this counterproductive breathing pattern in response to chronic stress or pain. Overbreathing represents perhaps the most insidious of the breathing disorders, as it can manifest so subtly that patients remain completely unaware of their condition. This mismatch between breathing rate and depth might appear as occasional sighs or gasps that seem innocuous, but actually contribute to a significant physiological disruption. A business executive might unconsciously sigh frequently during stressful meetings, gradually altering their body's CO2 levels without realizing the impact on their cognitive function and emotional state. When overbreathing progresses to hyperventilation syndrome, the clinical presentation becomes more dramatic. Patients might experience frightening symptoms including chest pain, breathlessness, dizziness, and panic. Symptoms so concerning that they account for approximately 60% of major city ambulance calls. A patient experiencing hyperventilation typically breathes rapidly and deeply, often exceeding 20 breaths per minute, while engaging accessory muscles in a way that restricts proper diaphragmatic movement. The consequences of chronic overbreathing extend far beyond immediate discomfort. The body's attempt to maintain homeostasis in the face of sustained hypocapnia leads to complex biochemical adjustments, including the depletion of bicarbonate reserves. Consider an athlete who has developed a habit of overbreathing during training. Over time, they might experience unexplained fatigue, muscle pain, and reduced physical endurance, all stemming from this seemingly minor breathing pattern disorder. Apnea, or the suspension of breathing, manifests not only during sleep, but also during waking hours as part of a stress response or during routine activities. A student might unconsciously hold their breath while concentrating on a difficult exam problem, or an office worker might suspend breathing while focusing intently on a crucial email. These moments of breath holding, while brief, can accumulate to significantly impact ventilation and blood pressure regulation throughout the day. Understanding these disordered breathing patterns provides clinicians with valuable diagnostic tools and therapeutic opportunities. By recognizing these patterns early, we can intervene before they become deeply ingrained habits, helping patients restore more efficient and beneficial breathing patterns that support both physical and emotional well-being. Part 4. Age and sex-related differences in respiratory anatomy and physiology. The respiratory system exhibits remarkable variations across age groups and between biological sexes, creating distinct patterns that significantly impact clinical assessment, diagnosis, and treatment approaches. These differences manifest in fundamental anatomical structures, breathing patterns, and the efficiency of gas exchange processes. Throughout the human lifespan, the respiratory system undergoes dramatic transformations. Newborns enter the world with approximately 20 million alveoli, but this number expands exponentially to reach around 300 million by age 8. This remarkable increase in gas exchange surface area directly corresponds to the growing metabolic demands during childhood development. Infants and young children present unique respiratory characteristics. Their chest walls demonstrate greater compliance compared to adults, necessitating increased work during breathing. The composition of their diaphragm muscles shows fewer type I, slot which, fibers, rendering them more vulnerable to fatigue. Their respiratory rates typically range from 20 to 30 breaths per minute, notably higher than the adult standard of 12 to 14 breaths per minute. The onset of adolescence marks a crucial period when sex-based differences become increasingly pronounced. Hormonal changes drive distinct developmental patterns in respiratory anatomy. Male thoracic development tends toward a more horizontal rib orientation, while female thoracic structure maintains a more vertical rib alignment. These architectural differences profoundly influence breathing mechanics and chest wall compliance. As individuals age, the respiratory system undergoes progressive changes that affect its function. Beyond age 35, respiratory muscle strength typically diminishes by 1 to 2% annually. The lungs experience reduced elastic recoil, while chest wall stiffness increases. Functional alveoli numbers decline, leading to decreased gas exchange efficiency. These age-related changes manifest in diminished vital capacity, reduced maximal breathing capacity, and increased residual volume. Additionally, respiratory muscle endurance declines, and oxygen diffusion capacity becomes less efficient. Biological sex creates significant distinctions in respiratory anatomy and physiology. Adult females typically exhibit smaller lung volumes, generally 20 to 25% less than males of similar height. Their bronchial tree features smaller airway diameters throughout, and they tend to maintain higher breathing rates at rest. Female respiratory patterns often show greater chest wall compliance and more pronounced thoracic breathing patterns compared to their male counterparts. Male respiratory characteristics generally include larger total lung capacity and greater respiratory muscle strength. Their breathing patterns typically show lower rates at rest and more pronounced abdominal breathing patterns. Males also demonstrate higher oxygen consumption at rest, reflecting fundamental metabolic differences between the sexes. These sex-based variations arise from both structural and hormonal factors. Female sex hormones significantly influence respiratory function, with notable variations occurring during the menstrual cycle, pregnancy, and menopause. Progesterone, in particular, acts as a respiratory stimulant, leading to slightly elevated minute ventilation during the luteal phase of the menstrual cycle. The clinical implications of these age and sex-related differences demand careful consideration in treatment planning. Pediatric patients require vigilant monitoring of respiratory rate and work of breathing, given their lower respiratory reserve compared to adults. Their higher metabolic demands, coupled with lower respiratory efficiency, create vulnerability to rapid decompensation during respiratory illness. Elderly patients face unique challenges in managing respiratory infections due to reduced ciliary clearance and diminished cough strength. Their decreased respiratory reserve makes them particularly susceptible to fatigue during periods of increased ventilatory demands. Female patients often present respiratory disorders differently than males, with their smaller airway diameter creating greater susceptibility to resistance changes, potentially contributing to higher asthma prevalence among adult females. Exercise prescription must carefully account for these physiological differences. Female athletes typically require specialized ventilatory strategies during high-intensity exercise due to their smaller lung volumes and airways. Elderly athletes need particular attention paid to respiratory muscle fatigue during endurance activities. Current research continues to explore several fascinating aspects of respiratory differences. Scientists investigate the influence of hormonal contraceptives on respiratory function, age-related changes in respiratory muscle stem cells, and sex-specific responses to rehabilitation techniques. The impact of gender-affirming hormone therapy on respiratory function represents an emerging area of study, as does the complex interaction between aging and sex-specific respiratory changes. This evolving understanding of age and sex-related differences in respiratory function continues to refine clinical approaches to respiratory care across diverse patient populations. As our knowledge expands, treatment protocols adapt to better serve the unique needs of each demographic group, ultimately improving patient outcomes through more personalized care strategies. Part 5, Clinical Applications and Therapeutic Interventions. The practical application of respiratory physiology knowledge transforms our understanding into powerful therapeutic tools. Clinicians who develop expertise in breathing assessment and intervention gain unique advantages in treating a wide range of conditions, from anxiety and depression to chronic pain and performance issues. Assessment begins with careful observation of breathing patterns. A skilled clinician notices subtle signs that might escape casual observation. Watch how your patient breathes during initial conversation. Are they primarily using their upper chest? Do they frequently sigh or yawn? Does their breathing pattern change when discussing emotionally charged topics? These observations provide valuable diagnostic information and guide treatment planning. Consider the case of a violinist who presents with chronic neck and shoulder pain. During the initial assessment, you notice she breathes primarily using her accessory muscles, with visible tension in her scalene and sternocleidomastoid muscles. This clavicular breathing pattern not only contributes to her musculoskeletal pain, but also impacts her performance endurance. By addressing the underlying breathing pattern, you can help resolve both the pain and performance issues simultaneously. Overbreathing assessment requires particular attention to detail. Many patients who overbreathe show no obvious signs during casual observation. The key lies in watching for subtle behaviors like frequent sighing, gasping, or breath holding during routine activities. A business executive might appear perfectly calm while unconsciously holding his breath every time he checks his phone, a pattern that accumulates significant physiological effects over time. The relationship between breathing patterns and emotional state provides another crucial assessment area. The respiratory system serves as a bridge between conscious and unconscious processes, making it a valuable therapeutic target. A patient experiencing panic attacks might show increased respiratory rate and longer inhalation phases during episodes. Understanding this connection allows clinicians to intervene effectively using breathing regulation techniques. Therapeutic intervention often begins with education. Many patients express surprise when learning that they don't need more oxygen. Rather, they need to conserve CO2. Explaining the Bohr effect and the importance of CO2 in oxygen delivery helps patients understand why slower, more regulated breathing patterns prove more beneficial than deep, forceful breaths. Teaching diaphragmatic breathing forms the foundation of many therapeutic approaches. However, simple instructions to breathe from your belly often prove insufficient. Instead, guide patients through experiential exercises. Have them lie supine with one hand on their chest and another on their abdomen, feeling the natural movement of breath. Use imagery like imagining a balloon inflating in their abdomen during inhalation to facilitate proper diaphragm engagement. For patients with chronic overbreathing patterns, intervention must address both the immediate breathing mechanics and any underlying psychological factors. A gradual approach works best, as attempting to correct long-standing breathing patterns too quickly can provoke anxiety. Start with short periods of focused breathing practice, gradually extending the duration as the patient becomes more comfortable with the new pattern. Heart rate variability, HRV, biofeedback offers a powerful tool for breathing rehabilitation. By helping patients achieve slow, rhythmic breathing at 5 to 7 breaths per minute, we can optimize their autonomic nervous system function. This intervention proves particularly valuable for patients with anxiety, hypertension, or stress-related disorders. Athletes and performers require specialized breathing intervention approaches. Their breathing patterns must adapt to varying levels of physical demand while maintaining efficiency. Work with them to develop breathing awareness during different activity levels, teaching them to recognize and correct dysfunctional patterns before they impact performance. The treatment of hyperventilation syndrome demands a comprehensive approach. Beyond immediate breathing pattern correction, patients need strategies for managing acute episodes and understanding their triggers. Teaching them to recognize early warning signs and implement appropriate breathing techniques helps prevent full-blown hyperventilation attacks. Monitoring progress requires both objective and subjective measures. Track breathing rate, pattern quality, and end-tidal CO2 levels when possible. Equally important, document changes in symptoms, performance, and daily function. A patient's ability to maintain healthy breathing patterns during stress often indicates successful intervention better than measurements taken in a calm clinical setting. Regular reassessment allows for program modification as needed. Some patients progress quickly, while others require longer periods of practice to overcome established patterns. Remain flexible in your approach, adapting interventions to match each patient's progress and challenges. Remember that breathing pattern disorders rarely exist in isolation. They frequently accompany other physical or psychological conditions and may require coordination with other healthcare providers. Maintain open communication with your patient's healthcare team to ensure comprehensive care. Conclusion: understanding and applying respiratory system knowledge. The remarkable complexity of the respiratory system, from its basic anatomical structures to its intricate physiological mechanisms, provides healthcare practitioners with countless opportunities for therapeutic intervention and clinical insight. Throughout this comprehensive exploration, we've seen how breathing patterns serve as windows into both physical and emotional states, offering valuable diagnostic information that might otherwise remain hidden from view. Our journey through respiratory anatomy and physiology has revealed several crucial insights. We've learned that contrary to popular belief, the key to optimal respiratory function lies not in increasing oxygen intake, but in maintaining proper carbon dioxide levels. The sophisticated interplay between these gases, mediated by the Bohr effect, demonstrates how seemingly counterintuitive physiological mechanisms support vital bodily functions. The neural control of breathing presents a masterpiece of biological engineering, with the respiratory centers in the medulla and pons orchestrating thousands of breaths each day. This automatic control system maintains life-sustaining ventilation while simultaneously allowing for voluntary modification of breathing patterns, enabling everything from speech to complex athletic performance. Our examination of disordered breathing patterns has highlighted the importance of careful observation in clinical practice. From subtle signs of overbreathing to more obvious manifestations of hyperventilation syndrome, these patterns provide valuable clues about underlying physical and psychological conditions. Understanding these patterns enables practitioners to intervene effectively, helping patients restore more efficient and beneficial breathing habits. The significant variations in respiratory function across age groups and between biological sexes remind us that there is no one-size-fits-all approach to respiratory care. Each patient presents a unique combination of anatomical, physiological, and psychological factors that influence their breathing patterns and respiratory health. This understanding demands individualized assessment and treatment approaches. Perhaps most importantly, we've seen how breathing serves as a crucial bridge between voluntary and involuntary processes, making it an invaluable target for therapeutic intervention. Whether working with anxiety disorders, chronic pain, performance enhancement, or general wellness, the ability to influence breathing patterns provides practitioners with a powerful tool for effecting positive change. As we conclude this exploration of respiratory anatomy and physiology, we're reminded that each breath represents an opportunity for intervention and healing. The skills of observing, assessing, and modifying breathing patterns form an essential component of comprehensive patient care. By understanding the complexity of respiratory function and its many variations, we become better equipped to serve our patients' needs and optimize their health outcomes. Moving forward, we must remain mindful of emerging research in this field, particularly regarding age and sex-related differences, the impact of various breathing disorders, and the development of new therapeutic approaches. The respiratory system's fundamental role in human health ensures that our understanding will continue to evolve, offering new insights and treatment possibilities for future generations of healthcare practitioners. The art and science of respiratory care thus remains a dynamic field, one that rewards continued study and careful observation. As we apply these principles in clinical practice, we contribute to both the immediate well-being of our patients and the broader advancement of healthcare knowledge.